meeting orders. We all have one here today to interview an invitation, and Dr. Eric Bain Zelbo, the head of philosophy and religion, will deliver the invitation.
Thank you, Mrs. Gray.
Let us now take a moment for prayer or reflection. Our God, in all your magnificent and varied expressions, whose blessing flows among us all without exception, thank you for this day and for the opportunity for these committed individuals to gather together. As leaders of this great institution, we seek your support and guidance. Through our teaching and mentoring of our students, we aim to provide them with the skills and insights that not only will help improve their lives, but the lives of future generations here in the Commonwealth, in our nation, and in our global community. So provide us with wisdom and foresight today as we deal with our many challenges and opportunities. Help us commit to our mission. And remember your servant Mohandas Gandhi's words, a small body of determined spirits, fired by an unquenchable faith in their mission, can alter the course of history.
Amen.
Thank you.
Ma'am. Mrs. Gray. Ms. Haskins?
Here.
Ms. Hughes?
Here.
Ms. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Johnson, that's here too. Mr. Meyer?
Coming out.
Dr. Mentor?
Here.
Ms. Roberts? Ms. Rogers?
Here.
Mrs. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Zelke?
Here.
On the concern that's been brought forward by the Herald in reference to the January 25th meeting of the board in closed session and conducted on that date. The board is fully aware that it cannot take action on matters discussed in closed session while in closed session. It did not do so on that date. The board has not been asked to take and has not taken any action related to the soccer program. Second, the board has received a request from Mr. Gorman to address the board on the matter of the elimination of the men's soccer program. In accordance with our bylaws, the request came to me as chair, and I approved the request. So I will call on Mr. Doug Gorman to come forward at this time. Mr. Gorman, as noted in my letter to Mr. Gorman, in the interest of the board's schedule and the length of our agenda, Mr. Gorman's comments are limited to 5 minutes. And I ask Dr. Katz, our parliamentarian, to assure that we keep the schedule.
Thank you. I'm going to read this, so I'll keep it to 4 minutes. Don't throw anything. Good morning, Chairman Gray, Board of Regents, Dr. Branch, all other guests. My name is Doug Gorman, and I'm a proud 1986 graduate of WKU and a 4-year letter winner on the men's soccer team. If it weren't for soccer, I wouldn't be a WKU graduate. My 3 children would look significantly different. It is this team for which I'm here today. I wish to take 4 minutes of your time to discuss the past, present, and future of this great ambassador for the only university that I love. With me today representing the Hilltopper soccer team is Dustin Downey, Jason Sparks, Brad Magnuson, Paul Colton, Will Thompson, Tim Music, and Sam Drummond. These gentlemen have had the sport, and the reason they attended WKU jerked out from under them and are now leaving the only university they wanted to earn a degree from to pursue their goal of attaining college education and playing the sport that they love. In recent weeks, we've had players transfer to schools all across the nation to play soccer, including a school in Lexington that I rarely mention. Also with me is Todd Rittenberry, a gentleman I played soccer with back in the 80s, and Casey Berger, 2 alumni of soccer. They represent over 180 alumni of the 26-year-old program who want to make a difference for this university. The men's soccer team was recognized Tuesday night as having the highest team GPA of men's teams on campus. This wasn't surprising because that's a spot they find themselves in and have found themselves in for the past 26 years. Not while I was playing, but shortly thereafter. I am extremely proud of Coach David Holmes, a man who's given 24 years of his life to my university, as well as the hundreds of true student-athletes who have represented this university well. The ultimate irony about conference affiliation is that the men's soccer was added in 1982 as a condition for us to join the Sun Belt Conference. In 1996, the Sun Belt stopped sponsoring soccer, and the men's team is competing in the Missouri Valley Conference. They represent WKU well, all the while playing in the third toughest conference in America and playing a tougher national schedule than any other sport at WKU. With state-mandated budget cuts, difficult decisions across this campus must be met. Athletics, as an integral part of this campus, should not be spared to share in those difficult decisions. In 1993, this very same board made a heroic 5-4 vote to save football at WKU. The same budget cuts were going on back then, and the easiest thing to do was to chop football. It's hard to imagine, though, what the last 15 years would be like at this campus without football, if one more vote would have gone the wrong way. We have an opportunity today to rewrite history and find a solution athletically and budget-wise to this problem. What I'm asking for today and proposing is the following. The university start the budget process by eliminating the 8 men's soccer scholarships that are used for men's soccer. Many great players have played for this university with no financial aid. There are no such thing as full scholarships in soccer. There's 8 scholarships for 26 players. This will result in an immediate cost savings of $182,000, which is 4 times what the original amount requested to be cut by the athletic department and still is in line with the additional 3% requested by the state. The program will generate over $200,000 per year in tuition and fees for the players on the team. The entire program can be funded for approximately $120,000 per year. For this $120,000, WKU receives 26 of the best student athletes wise, GPA wise on campus, a program that brings positive recognition to this university, a true ambassador for the sport in the Commonwealth and across the South, and an opportunity for this university to tap the financial resources of soccer supporters in South Central Kentucky. With very little effort, actually one email, I've received over $80,000 per year in commitments for 5 years. Please look at that number versus the cost of running this program. My hope and the hope of everyone I represent is that you'll do what is right for these student athletes and make the tough decisions. Today, I'm requesting that you form an athletics task force with a 6-week deadline of finding a win-win solution to this through fundraising and creativity. I believe you owe it to this university and to the young men who are proudly called WKU their university. Thank you for your time this morning. God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you. I do not doubt the concerns about the reductions that are or will be occurring in other areas on campus also exist. 2 open forums were hosted here on April the 17th and provide information about WKU's budget and tuition. Some of the concerns that were brought forward related to rising tuition costs, elimination of faculty positions and core programs, reduced operating funds for programs that are critical to all, reduction of the university's contributions to our workers' comp or self-insurance fund, and sustaining funding for our employees' health insurance reserve. Based on the leadership and thoughtfulness demonstrated by both Dr. Seelig and Dr. Ransdell in past decisions related to the university's athletic programs, I'm confident that their decision related to the men's soccer program was carefully deliberated and made with the best interest of the university foremost in mind. Thank you. Moving on with our agenda.